Well, we had a lot of sports happen this weekend. College football is back with a vengeance, and we had baseball and things like that. And we have Mike Kazian here. Mike, good morning and happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
All right. Well, I want to start off with last night. I thought they were throwaway games, but they turned into two incredible football games to watch in the NCAA.
There was football on last night?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, UCLA came from 30-some points down in the fourth quarter to win. And in the other game, West Virginia versus Virginia, also a last-second victory.
That was entertaining.
It was fun to watch. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's different than the pros. It was fun to watch, and so I happened to put it on and flip back and forth. And I also enjoyed. I enjoyed the Michigan game on Saturday.
Oh yeah, they played this weekend.
Yeah, and they won. They won. They were the underdogs.
Yeah, they played. No, they were favored. They were favored over Florida. Florida had like 87 guys missing from the team, I think.
No, actually, they were underdogs because they have so many, because most of his good players left to play in the NFL.
Yeah, but Florida had like half their starting team suspended.
Really?
Oh yeah, for illegal activities. Yeah, so the NCAA they're starting to follow suit of the NFL. Yeah, and Florida had a bunch of starters suspended. I do know that.
All right. So anyway, so
then also in college sports, the Florida State quarterback. Florida State was ranked third going into the weekend on a normal play, blew his knee out. He's out for the year. Florida State season is over. They got two quarterbacks playing behind him. One's taken 19 snaps, and the other one is a freshman. So yep. Their season's finished.
Absolutely. Well now, where do you want to go in sports?
Baseball.
All right, let's go
sport
there.
That matters. College sports don't matter.
Hey, you know, you basically picked the weekend right with the Yankees over the Red Sox.
I did?
Yeah, you said that they were going to win maybe all the games, but yeah, probably three out of four.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, you said that on Friday. You said by the time the weekend's done, the Yankees should be 3.5 to 4 games back.
That's where they're sitting. The Red Sox are just a bad. Both teams are bad. I mean, people are getting all giddy over themselves last night because Judge hit a 470-foot home run. Well, but what about the 87 times he struck out between drinks? You don't want to hear nothing about that. And just like during the week last week when Sanchez couldn't catch a pitch and the Indians wound up winning on that 2-1, he missed one last night again or else the Yankees would have had a shutout. So it's pretty bad when you have a catcher that can't catch. But the Yankees won 3 out of 4 against Boston. As I've been saying for probably 3 weeks now, Chris Sale's got dead arm. His breaking balls have no snap. His fastball doesn't have hop to it. And like I've been saying for a while now, the Red Sox are in big trouble. The Orioles are 3.5 games behind the Yankees for second spot and top spot and wild card and all those other things that they have going on now. And they won 8 out of their last 10. The Yankees, like Marshall said, won 3 out of 4 against the Red Sox. And the Yankees happen to be playing the Orioles this week, starting tonight. So, excuse me. So, actually, starts this afternoon. So, big weekend for both the Red Sox and the Yankees, and it doesn't end here for the Yankees as they start a big series with Baltimore. This is Baltimore's chance to climb into the race again in both the wild card and if they had any chance to win a division, very slim, being 7 games behind Boston. So, still some big baseball being played. Also, things going on in the baseball world. The Dodgers look absolutely awful. They've won 2 out of their last 10. So the talk of them winning 130 games or whatever they were flapping their gums about is not going to happen. The Diamondbacks are playing really, really good ball. They've won 10 in a row. So they put some separation between themselves and the Rockies. And Arizona solidified the top wild card spot. They'll probably walk into that. And the hottest team in baseball, the Cleveland Indians, they're not just beating teams, they're destroying teams. They won 11 in a row. They won 7-0 this week, extended their lead in the Central Division to 9 games now over the Twins. And the Twins are hot on the trail of the Yankees. I think they're 2 games behind the Yankees for the top wild card spot. So it's not like as if the Twins have been playing bad. It's just that the Indians are out of their mind. And it's starting to look like with the trade for Justin Verlander over the weekend, the Astros are trying to put themselves in a position to knock heads with the Indians to get to the World Series. So the two teams in the American League, the dust is starting to settle. The two teams to beat in the American League is definitely the Indians and the Astros, and the two teams to beat in the National League is definitely the Nationals and the Dodgers. And the Dodgers are starting to show some chinks in their armor, so it's going to be a good playoff. Any one of these four teams could probably win the championship.
All right. How'd your racing do this weekend?
We did good. We started out with the Saranac. Horse racing, it's starting to get too politically correct. When a horse commits a foul, whether it's coming out of the gate or crossing the finish line, my opinion is it needs to be looked at. The speed of the race, Voodoo Song, the five horse, came out of the starting gate, made a sharp left turn, interfered with the two, the three, and the four horse, gave himself a clear lead, and was life and death to hold on against the two horse, who lost the bob to the five. And in my opinion, the red light should have came on right away. They should have looked at this, and they didn't. So it changed our rates there, because the two-horse Yoshida was part of our top play that day. And just because of the start getting knocked around, that this horse lost all chance to win the race, and Voodoo Song gave himself an unfair advantage. I don't know why racing doesn't look into this. It's happened before in the Breeders' Cup Classic. They feel that horse is coming out of the gate. It really doesn't mean that much. Well, if I can find myself getting myself a five-length lead and I'm the lone speed in the race, to me that's an unfair advantage. So we ran second in the Saranac. In the spinaway, it was only a five-horse field, only gave one pick out in that race, and our one pick, Lady Ivanka, won that race very nicely, coming from off the pace and paying $12.40, which is a big price in a five-horse field in a Grade 1 stake. So we hit that one. And then Gunrunner, as we thought and as we said, just destroyed the Woodward, won by 10 lengths in a romp. And Gunrunner is easily the best horse, older horse, in training right now on the dirt. So closing weekend today at Saratoga ends today. And we got one play for today. In the seventh race, the Bernard Baruch, Grade 2 race, 1/16 on the turf. There's two speed horses in here. I think they should knock heads with each other. They're setting it up real fine for the nine horse projected. So in the seventh race today, closing day at Saratoga, our play for the day is the nine horse projected.
All right. Did you get much rain down there?
It rained Saturday night into Sunday morning. And then where I was watching the Yankee-Boston game last night down south toward Belmar, a ferocious downpour came through there like around 8 to 8:30. But from there to my house, it didn't rain. So it cleared up late in the day, but a pop-up storm came in South Jersey. And it rained yesterday, but for the most part, it was over by mid-morning.
All right. I think they'll have turf racing down at the park today.
At Monmouth Park?
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't think so?
I would doubt it.
All right. All right.
Just trying. They got to save the turf course.
That's right. Just checking in with the expert there. That's all.
There's only 1 week left of racing. They got to save the turf course, you know, for the winter, for the deer when they were in there in the wintertime.
That's right.
Monmouth Park has a great card today. I think they got nine races, and two of them are Arabian races. Oof.
Okay. Hey, I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.